What is up, y'all? Welcome to Star Guys, a podcast about Stargirl on the CW and DC Universe. I'm Alex.
I'm Justin.
I'm Pete.
And this is our bonus episode for Shining Knight, the latest episode of Stargirl. Now, we already put up a recap podcast going with the DC Universe airing, so that's already up. That's spoiler heavy. If you haven't watched the episode, go watch that because we're going to spoil it the heck out of it here. But for our bonus episode this week, we didn't get to chat with you, Pete, and I think, conservatively, and Justin, correct me if I'm wrong, 50% of our discussion was, oh man, it's too bad Pete wasn't here, because this is his episode.
This is the Pete episode. This is all Pete all the time. It's a shock that you weren't able to make that one, which is why we're dedicating this whole bonus to the Pete take.
Oh, thanks, guys. Yeah, you know, I was away for my birthday and, you know, tried to have a night off, but you guys, you know, pulled me back in for the bonus app. So here we are.
Isn't it crazy that Stargirl got you everything you wanted in the episode on your birthday?
Yeah. Yeah. It was, very emotional. It was an emotional app.
Was it a pretty smart episode? Amy Smart?
Oh, yeah. Come on, man. Amy Smart was glorious in this episode.
And Alex, in case you're wondering, I am going to use all of the same jokes to try to get Pete's take on them in this episode.
Hey, you know what? I absolutely love them the first time, so I'm excited to hear them the second time. I want to hear your overall take on Shining Knight. What was your big take on it? What did you think about the episode?
Well, this is very much, I'm old.
There's
a famous kind of like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air episode where Will's father comes back and there's a very emotional scene where he's like, why doesn't he want me, Uncle Phil? Why doesn't my father love me? And it was fucking heartbreaking.
Wow.
And like, we have this amazing moment with Stargirl and her father, and they're like, oh, they're hanging, they're talking, they order the same thing, and then just like, hey, hold up, before you go back in the house, let's have a little chat, give me all your fucking jewelry, because actually I'm a piece of fucking human shit.
She got robbed. Let me ask you, Pete, I just have one question that's really poignant. I'm not familiar with Fresh Prince, is that like a Snapchat show, or what's the...
I can't see you because it's just audio, but like, are you wearing a hat backwards? Are you a cool hip teen?
It's not backwards. It's flat brim frontwards, slightly askew. Just tell me, is it on Peacock or is it a Netflix Ridge or what's the deal?
If you can imagine a time before that, that's when it was.
Yeah, man. All the cool kids are watching Peacock.
Is it Peacock?
Okay, I'm a narc. You got me.
Stop peacocking it over there.
What's your favorite show on Peacock? Lost Highways? I love Lost Highways.
All you kids enjoying Brave New World? Me too. I'm a kid.
Pete, I have so many questions for you about this episode. There were so many things we talked about, but I do want to give a note before we get into it. There was a shot that we called in question on the episode after Courtney and her real biological dad steps. He steals her necklace. He leaves. There's a leaf that falls down.
Yeah.
I completely missed this. This was hit us up on multiple platforms by Alice King at ACKing84 on Twitter. This is a direct panel from Stargirl the comic. This is actually Courtney is there, the way the leader motor druid. There's a leaf falling right after her biological dad takes the necklace back. So that is straight out of the comic. Once again, a major flaw with this podcast is we read the first 8 issues of Stargirl. It stopped there.
Well, but let me say, I think that's why it's exciting that Jeff Johns is working on this show, is he's able to incorporate those direct comic translations. And despite the fact that we didn't see it, we're still cool.
First off, I want to say the actor who's...
Yeah, man, we watch Intelligence on Peacock. We watch the Capture on Peacock.
Definitely. Name one more Peacock show, and you will win the prize of prettiest peacock in all the land.
Oh, wow. Oh, man. I would, but I'd prefer not to.
Yep.
So I hate to ruin this great bit, but I really thought Pat fucking killed it in this app. I mean, when he dropped that piece of shit, dude, that was fantastic. That was a punch for the ages. That goes up there on the top punches of all time. That was just like,
yep,
top punches of all time.
Yeah. Obviously, Hawaiian punches up. Hawaiian punches up there.
One of those douchebag, like, yeah, you know, she was better when I, like, oh, just worst.
What about his line? What about Pat's line when he dropped him?
He's like, you're lucky I'm busy. That's fucking money, dude. He's got a lot of shit to figure out. That's the whole half the country could be brainwashed. Like, Pat's on top of it, bro.
He's busy.
I have a more important question, actually, about Pat. What did you think about the shot at the beginning of the episode when Shining Knight is trying to get his horse back? Yeah. He's stalking a horse, and he pictures Pat gesturing to him.
Yeah, that was
in
funny.
Heaven. What'd you think about that?
Stripesy was his happy place, you know, when he had to like think of his happy place to center himself. It was old Pat Dukes.
Now,
Stripesy.
Let me ask you, Pete. Eventually, when you die, no doubt from eating two cheesesteaks at once or whatever, however you plan on going out, do you imagine Luke Wilson waving you into heaven in the same way? Was it weird to see that ahead of your death?
I'm hoping that it'll be both of them. I'm hoping it'll be Amy Smart and Luke Wilson
and
holding hands, and then with their other free hands waving me in.
Ooh, with their free hands. And your pals Justin and Alex are there too.
Yeah.
It's funny, actually. Most TV shows will eventually show you the scene that happens when you die.
Yeah.
The same thing happened to me when I watched Psych 2 Lassie Come Home on Peacock.
You guys,
you're clearly Googling at this point, but I appreciate it.
Other Pat stuff. What was the other ridiculous Pat thing? There was that sign.
What do you mean ridiculous Pat thing? There was no ridiculous Pat things.
Wonderful Pat stuff. The sign with the big head Pat for the pit stop.
Oh, come on, that was awesome.
But the biggest thing we need
actually,
to ask
no,
you
I
about,
think that's all of the stuff that Pete would have liked in the episode. There are no other interesting characters to Pete. And that's the end of the podcast.
Oh, okay. No. That's it for Star Guys. Thanks so much for tuning in.
That's it for the Pete cast.
What's up, Pete?
Come on, let's talk about Mikey, man.
Yes, right. Mikey sucks. So that's the end for the Pete cast. And we're just going to say goodnight.
How could you say that on this episode?
How could I say that?
Yeah, because Mikey pointed out, like, he's like, I'm doing this paper route for you, Pat. I'm doing it for you.
The fact. I know not everybody is watching us on Skype doing this, but I appreciate the fact that you did the shirt gesture where he's like, hey,
see this what I'm wearing.
It's amazing. I'm actually watching The Sopranos for the first time while we were watching Stargirl as well.
Mike's inspiration
and Mikey
for acting.
Could drop in as a soprano very easily.
Well, what you it might blow your mind to know this, Mikey could pop in on any show. The dude is just a chameleon.
Even a past show, even a show that started before he was probably born.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe Mikey was a guest on The Tonight Show in 1979.
Yeah.
That was his first stand up gig.
Yeah. No, well, it's Dick Cavett was his first stand up gig.
Johnny was great at that, but Dick Cavett is underrated in terms of bringing up young stand-ups like Trey Romano. There was a lot of Mikey stuff that happened in this episode. There was the paper route thing. There was him calling out Courtney for not treating him responsibly as a sibling. There's also a lot of stuff going on with Courtney that kind of ignored Mike. What did you think about that, Pete?
Well, Courtney was going through a lot in this ep. You know, like, I went through an emotional roller coaster where I was worried that maybe the necklace was somehow connected with why the staff wasn't working. You know, like, when that sleazebag was like, yeah, these necklaces are worth something. Because it was like...
Because they're both accessories. Like, a staff and a necklace are both, like, accessories.
Yeah, whatever. I just, you know, I couldn't, I was like, why isn't the staff working? Maybe there was something magic in that necklace that was connecting the staff somehow. But then when, you know, she just needed a little bit of a heart to heart with Pat, you know, it kind of turned around. And then it was nice that she was like, if I'm going to do this, I need Amy Smart too. Come on, Barb, get in here.
Wait a second.
And what did she...
Real quick. Ahead, his name is Trey Romano. You said, right?
Yeah.
Who are you talking about? The staff?
Yeah, the staff's name is Trey
Who's
Romano.
Trey Romano?
The actors playing the staff is Trey Romano.
Who the fuck is Trey Romano? What are you talking about?
So I think what we're talking about, the sitcom we've all been, always been talking about, is Everybody Loves Traymond.
That is a good joke, but the idea that the staff's real name is Trey Romano is much funnier.
He's cracking himself up over that. I love it.
No, you cracked him up.
Yes. Trey Romano is working for me. Stop glowing. What do I do? Just believe in yourself, Courtney, and then Trey Romano will start working for you again.
That's a horrible impression of an amazing actor.
Thanks. I've had a lot to drink tonight.
Nice. Good for you.
Good for you. It's Monday.
I wanted to ask you about the reveal that Mikey is going to die next episode. How do you feel about that one?
What are you talking about?
At the end of the episode, they have the conversation, Icicle and Brainwave.
Oh, right. And but Brainwave, what was nice about that is even Icicle recognizes game. He's like, listen, we can't have this fucking amazing dude Mike walking around, all right? This fucking Mikey dude is unbelievable. I actually put him to the top of the list. Take him out first because this guy's really running the household. I thought it was great he got a shout-out at the end. I was like, yeah, you don't forget about Mikey.
A murder shout-out? A hit?
Yeah, I appreciated the fact that they decided to kill Mikey on this show. It really shows his importance.
I feel like they've been listening to the fan mail. I've been emailing Icicle to be like, can you kill this dude?
Before we start to wrap up here on this bonus episode, and I do want to ask you about any other general impressions, but Justin and I talked about this, the reveal that Sam Curtis is in fact Courtney's dad. He's just a regular dude who's a total fuck up. He's a con man. He's not a super villain. He's not a superhero. What was your take on that, Pete? How'd you feel about that?
I was pissed because you guys were right and I was wrong, and I hate that. But I wanted her dad to be Starman really bad, and it seemed like the staff believed that too, and that gave me hope. And I was really all...
Sorry, when you say the staff, you mean Trey Romano.
Hoping Trey Romano.
Well, it's like, you know how R2-D2, there's a person inside the robot. Maybe there's a little, very skinny person inside the staff.
Oh, my God. First off, hey, what the fuck are you talking
about?
I'm
going to stuff myself inside the fucking staff. You know what I'm talking about?
There's no person inside R2. It's R2.
Wow.
I don't mean to call you out. That is legitimately rude to Kenny Baker, who played him. Okay.
Well,
nine movies?
No offense eight to movies. Kenny Baker. I just, you know, I don't want to believe that there's a little person inside.
Sure.
I want to believe it's R2.
I get it. But we got to pay tribute to Kenny Baker. And, of course, Trey Romano, who skinified himself for this cosmic staff on Stargirl.
But we did get a lot of answers, but we still need more from the staff. We need to get to the bottom of why the staff can be so on, so off, so, you know, all over the place a little bit.
That's stand-up, baby. What other takeaways do you have for the episode, Pete? Any other big things you want to call out?
I liked to see kind of like why the Knight is, it like made sense. Like, okay, the Knight has been brainwashed by the Snake King the Dragon King.
Yeah.
And like that was kind of a cool, the way we kind of pieced that together. I'm excited for more from the Knight, and I'm glad that the Knight got the attention. Because it was just driving me a little crazy. It's like janitor, 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 but like, come on, we got to eventually deal with this. So I was happy to actually get a lot of that. And it was very interesting and cool because it seemed so weird and out of place, but it tied in nicely, I thought.
There's one dangling thing that we didn't deal with in this episode, which I was pretty surprised about, actually, given how much you've talked about it. But we didn't find out what was in the present.
Yeah. I really wanted her to run inside, take that present, and fucking throw it at his big-ass head.
His big-ass beautiful head. Here's my prediction. That present's going to Mr. Pat Dugan here pretty soon.
Oh, the Dukes. Man.
What do you think of the present? What's in the box? What's in the box?
It's a tiny chocolate volcano for Mikey.
Ooh.
Yeah, probably. Oh,
that's the greatest gift.
Yeah, by the way, I should mention that Seven is now streaming on Peacock, and you should definitely check it out.
Heavy Googling throughout the episode. That's how much Alex cares about this.
I actually don't know if that's Peacock. True. I didn't Google it fast enough.
Nah.
All right. Any final impressions, Pete, before we wrap up here?
Did you guys get choked up at all? Did it emotionally get you at all or just me? Do you guys have any feelings?
No, I have no feelings. Which part did you...
Are you fucking...
Seven is actually on Netflix, by the way.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
Wait, which part got you choked up? Was it the end when her parents came down and were standing behind her and everything, and the wind was blowing through their hair and she got the power back? That certainly choked me up a little bit.
No, it was when she came back from her dad being a piece of shit, and then Pat hugged her, and then Barb was standing on the steps being like, I chose the right man. Thank you, Pat. I'm very much in love with you.
I don't remember all of that. I do remember
what happened.
I teared up when Mikey was like, I just have this paper route. I deliver papers.
I deliver papers before 7 a.m. and now I'm going to die, you know. Oh, I get no respect.
Dude, you guys can't ruin this app for me, all right? It's too good.
It was a good app, and we got two more to go. So, of course, support us at patreon.com/comicbookclub. Also, we do a live show every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. to Crowdcast and YouTube. Come hang out and chat with us about Stargirl. Ask your questions. We would love to talk to you. iTunes, Android, Spotify, Stitcher, or the app of your choice to subscribe and listen to the show. Comicbookclublive.com for this podcast and more. Star Guys Pod socially on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. That's it. Until next time, this is Trey Romano signing off.
You're lucky Pete's busy.